Hypothec is good news broadcast. I'm speaking to Dr. Hohlmeier, Chicago-based oncologist. Hi, Dr. Hohlmeier. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I'm very interested in what we're going to talk about. It's a serious subject, and I know it's serious because I have melanoma. And I have it in, I had it in two spots, and they did surgery and took it out. And we're going to talk about melanoma. We're going to talk about sun safety in the winter time, the hidden dangers of winter sun exposure. There's a website called melanoma.org. So I guess people don't think that the sun hits them in the summertime, in the wintertime, doctor.
Yeah, you may wonder, right? Why are we picking this topic now? But you're absolutely right. The sun did not take any time off just because it's winter, you know, and even on gloomy days where you may feel, you know what, I don't have to protect, you are really wrong. The UVA and UVB radiation that comes to us from the sun will actually make it through even a very thick cloud cover and can cause these type of skin cancers that you, and I'm so sorry to hear, already have personal experience with.
Right. So the only way I knew that I had it, actually, was that I was swimming in the pool. My grandkids made fun of me because I had a little black mark on my back, mole or whatever. And they said, they got on me. And my daughter heard them, and that's over then. And she sent me to get it checked. And it's not that I never did get my skin checked, but this time it was thank the Lord, I did get it checked, and they did two surgeries.
Yeah.
So how do we proceed? And this is the interview, courtesy of Bristol Myers Squibb, a great socially responsible corporation. And I thank them for this.
Yeah.
So, what are some of the thoughts here that we should pay attention to?
Yeah, so God, if we all just had those little guardian angels like you did with your grandkids, right? And so it really starts with being aware of our skin so we can notice if something is changing. And really the hallmark of skin cancer of any kind, but most specifically melanoma, is a changing mole, right? Something dark that doesn't look right, that is a little bit more jagged in its edges, that may have multiple colors within it, that may start bleeding or scaling. Those are all big red flags that you should bring to your attention, to your physician's attention immediately. I always say get naked, right? This is the time where you should not be shy with yourself. Nobody ever will know your skin as well as you do. And do it regularly, at least once a month, so you can be aware of the moles and lesions that you may have and can really document if they're changing. And melanoma, as you've already experienced, is not something that will wait in the wings. You know, once it has developed itself, it can actually very quickly gain access to the deeper levels of your skin and then travel in your blood channels and in your lymphoid channels and gain access to very important things like your brain or your lung or your liver. And ultimately, you know, this is what people, when they have metastatic melanoma, stage 4 melanoma, will die off. So it's a very dangerous skin cancer. When early detected, highly curable. However, in its late stages, it is still a very significant a problem for us in the healthcare field.
Now, they said I had in situ. In situ melanoma?
Yes, you did. Okay. Yeah. So this is, the in situ malignancies, melanoma is not the only one. That is what's called stage 0, you know. And so when a malignancy is found, and again, kudos to your grandkids that they are so in love with you and that they were completely aware of something not looking right, you know. So when it's found at your stage, the cure rate is almost 100% just with surgical intervention. Now, I'm not saying that lightly because I'm sure you have a big scar where that was removed, right? It's a very, very big surgical intervention. The good news is, though, you know, that even if it is found at a later stage, many patients still can be cured of their illness. And really, the mainstay still is surgery, even if it is, you know, progressed to stage 1, 2, or even 3. Now, that is, you know, where, again, I'm in front of you here today with Bristol Myers Squibb, which is a pharmaceutical company that's been really groundbreaking in the world of immuno-oncology with the immunotherapies for cancer and specifically for melanoma. And they have developed a drug called Opdivo. And this is a drug that I have personally researched quite a bit, essentially my entire career dedicated to immunotherapy in melanoma. And so with that have really accumulated a very significant joy in my life because it has changed truly how we can treat these patients. But I would be remiss to say that I can have a good detailed discussion about melanoma treatment today here with your audience without highlighting the fact that these drugs are, yes, effective, but can also be very toxic, indeed life-threateningly toxic. And so a detailed discussion about what is the right treatment for you, surgery, what kind of surgery, and yes, immunotherapy or other therapies, that really is something that needs to be housed with you and your physician.
What is immunotherapy?
Yeah, so immunotherapy is sort of a buzzword, right? We all hear about it. So immunotherapy is essentially a treatment that has been developed to engage the patient's immune system to recognize their own cancer. So in our scenario here today, melanoma, and fight it very effectively. Very much like our immune system would recognize a foreign entity like a virus, right? Coronavirus, for instance, right? Or a parasite like a worm or something, right? Our immune system is very well adapt in engaging with foreign entities within our body. Well, it's not so great in engaging when within our body a foreign entity develops, and that is cancer. And so, what immunotherapy essentially harnesses is the power of the immune system to turn it against these malignant cells. And really, the breeding ground for these therapies has, in fact, been your illness, melanoma. That is where immunotherapy was first studied. And again, I was greatly blessed by being in the right spot at the right time and having access to pharmaceutical companies like Bristol Myers Squibb, who have dedicated their entire research force into really studying immunotherapy. And now you see the approvals for this treatment, not just for a relatively rare disease like melanoma, but for the most common human malignancy, which is lung cancer, right? And so immunotherapy has been groundbreaking for many, many cancers. And in that, really life-changing for so many patients and career-changing for somebody like me who works in that field.
So when you work in it, so how, is this you how do you, if you don't mind, it's very interesting how we are moving our lives forwards with knowledge and scientific knowledge and research knowledge. So you seem to
Yeah,
take
yeah.
a bad a cell and a bad immune system, and you figure out why it is, and then you figure out if there a way to fix it, or how do you you've been doing this a long time,
Yeah.
what is the procedure?
Yeah, so what's the procedure, right? So I am a clinical researcher. I'm not a laboratory researcher. So when it gets to the bedside for me, it's already gone through the very process that you just described, where there's very smart minds that sit in big laboratories and really understand the molecular makeup of cancer and the molecular makeup of our immune system and how these two interact, and the key cell that is being studied in that setting is the T cell, the T lymphocyte. That is essentially a white blood cell that carries the immune competence of our immune system. Now, once it gets out of the laboratory state and comes to somebody like me who treats real patients, somebody just like you, Paul, right, who comes to me as an oncologist with a melanoma diagnosis seeking care, that is ultimately where we now have access to so-called clinical trials. So, where we can actually say, okay, here is the current standard of care for melanoma, and here's a novel treatment, call it Opdivo, right, that was just coming out of the laboratory. It looks very promising in early phase clinical trials. Let's see if it can make an impact for you. Now, clinical trials is a difficult thing. It's not just something that I take lightly. It takes a lot of time to discuss with your patients because there's a lot of pros and cons that go into a discussion for somebody to commit to a clinical trial. It's called informed consent because, of course, as you can imagine, with any treatment, there's pros and cons, right? We need to talk about efficacy and potential side effects. And when it's a new drug, much of it is maybe unknown. And we're using, your experience and my experience with you to learn about this treatment. But fast forward now 10 years, and this is how long immunotherapy has already been on the market here in this country. It has changed everything that we know about the history and how we can treat melanoma patients today. And it's really a very hopeful time.
So step one is, first of all, because also it's very hard to diagnose that you have skin cancer, because I mean you can see certain things, but they have a little chart here, and you look at the little chart, and it's not necessarily. I mean, I just went 2 weeks ago saying, "Is this another one?" And then she said, "No, this is not." So I mean,
Right.
it's a little. You need a trained eye, I think.
You sure do. Yeah, no, and I wouldn't put that on a person. But what I would tell you, Paul, what I would put on your audience is Be aware of your skin. Know what's there. And if it's there and it's been there and hasn't changed, you probably really don't need to worry about it. But be aware that it's changing. And you can only be aware of a change if you know the baseline, right? So I do recommend my patients to get naked at least once a year and examine their own skin. Now, obviously, we are time limited in terms of what we can teach your audience today. What I would say is go on the internet and pull up that website that you already mentioned earlier, melanoma.org. And I think you've already kind of perused that a little bit. There's a ton of information, how to diagnose. There's pictures, there are examples, so you can actually look and sort of get a feel for what this might look like. And if you're interested specifically in immunotherapy, the thing that I research a lot, go to opdivo.com, opdivo.com, and you will find a whole wealth of information on that as well.
Okay, take a photograph of your body. That's what I did.
Yeah, for sure. It's very good advice. Yes. And look, we're all equipped with these great cameras now. Yeah. Yeah. Take advantage of that. Definitely true.
Thank you so much for sharing. And thanks for the kind of work you do. We appreciate it.
It is so my pleasure, Paul. Thanks so much for having me and raising awareness to this important topic. Thank you.